الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فيقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely the best reward ultimately is for those who have taqwa. And surely there is no animosity or ill feeling except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and his last messenger. And may Allah always and constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family and his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, O you who believe, I begin by reminding myself of the importance of taqwa, the importance of the consciousness of Allah, that we should never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything that we do. We should remember Allah in secret and in the open. We should remember Allah in good times and in bad times. And that consciousness can form a type of protection for us, to protect us from the evil of this world and from the temptations that are rising up all around us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed glorious gems of wisdom. He has revealed to us a form of spiritual medicine to cure sick souls. He has revealed to us a type of spiritual shield within his words. And by knowing the greater picture of things, it helps us to deal with the present. By knowing that one day when you receive a wound, that one day, inshallah, the pain will go. You bear the pain. And so Allah has told us, and it's so important in this chaotic world that we are living in, where Muslims feel themselves more and more under pressure, Allah has revealed to us in Surah At-Talaq, verse 2 and 3, and whoever has the consciousness of Allah, وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهِ is the taqwa. Whoever has the taqwa from Allah, Allah will make a way out for him and provide for him or her from where he knows not. مَخْرَج. Allah will make a way out. Allah will provide from where we know not. And then the verse continues, and whoever puts his trust in Allah, Allah will be sufficient. Surely Allah will reach his purpose. And he has made a limit to all things. And so this divine revelation that we return to often, and every time we return to it and look at the conditions around us, we realize how powerful this message is. That tawakkul, that taqwa, tawakkul, depending upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the consciousness of Allah, these are the key qualities that in times of crisis, times of difficulties, pressure, these are the two qualities that we need to depend upon. And we also need to be assured, as the mother realizes that the pain of pregnancy and childbirth, that there is a limit to it. There is a limit in the child birth. And at one point, the child will come into the world and the pain will go away. That Allah has said, Inna Allaha balighu amri. Allah will reach His purpose. A purpose that we do not understand as human beings. We have a little bit of knowledge in the revelation, but we don't fully understand what is happening around us. Allah will reach His purpose. And everything that you see has a limit. Tyrants have limits. The Fir'aun had irresistible power over the people of Egypt and the people of the world. The Pharaonic civilization was like no other civilization that ever existed. Why do I say that? Because proportionately, in 2500 BC, the world was made up of small villages, tiny villages, and at the most, city-states. And the ancient Egyptians built a structure, the Great Pyramid in Giza, with 2,300,000 blocks of granite. It is a building that has never been duplicated up until now. So compared to the rest of the world, they were far in advance. But now you read about the Pharaonic civilization in history books. It's gone. As powerful as it was, it had a limit. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best guide for us in this life. And as 2017 unfolds in front of us, His words become even more and more important. And we need to go back to these words to try to make sense out of what is happening, because the normal human mind has difficulty making sense out of what is happening in the media, what is happening in cyberspace, and what is happening in reality. But the Prophet ﷺ said very clearly, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ سَنَوَاتٌ خَدَّاءَاتٌ يُصَدِّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ وَيُكَذِّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ وَيُخَوِّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ وَيَنْتِقُ فِيهَا الرُّوَيْبِدَةُ قِيلَ وَمَا الرُّوَيْبِدَةُ قَالَ أَرَّجَلَ التَّافِي فِي أَمْرِ الْعَامَةِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, there will come upon the people years of deceit, in which the liar will be believed and the truthful will be considered a liar. The treacherous deceiver will be trusted, and the trustworthy custodian will be considered disloyal, and the ruwaybida will speak out. The Ruwaybida will speak out in these times. And they said, what is the Ruwaybida? And he said, it is the most despicable, low-life person who will speak out on behalf of the masses of the people. And Sadaqa Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, it has come to pass. Sanawatun khadda'at. Years of deception. And it is this time that we need to hold on to the truth as much as we can. And the ultimate truth we have in the Quran, and backing it up in the authentic words of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. We need to hang on to the truth. And the truth comes out in many different ways. The truth came out on the tongues of the prophets. The truth came out, wisdom came out in the lips of men and women. Wisdom comes out with children. We need to be able to benefit from the wisdom. And the Arabs would say, al-hikmah wad'u shay fi mahali, putting things in the proper place. Not complex, but deep. Being able to have the proper perspective of things. The context, to contextualize what is happening around. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 269, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah has revealed to us that He grants wisdom to whom He pleases. And whoever is given wisdom has been given a great amount of good. And nobody will benefit from this except the people of reason, of prime intelligence. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the word ulul albab, this is coming from the word lub. These are the people of lub. The lub is the essence of things, or the Arabs would say it is al-aql al-khalis min al-shawa'ib. It is the essence of things. It is pure intelligence, prime intelligence. And the lub is also used for bone marrow, because the essence of the bone is not on the outside, it's the marrow of the bone. It's also the pit of the fruit. Many times people don't realize that the seed itself is carrying the knowledge and the power of the fruit. So the ulul albab are those who can reflect on this prime intelligence. They depend upon this prime intelligence. They are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this. And we need to pray to Allah for hikmah in these times, because the decisions that we're making on all levels are extremely important, especially right now in the circumstances that we are living in. And so wisdom, we need to depend upon our wisdom, all levels of wisdom. And sometimes wisdom is a straightforward word. Sometimes wisdom appears to be simple, but it is deep. It is reported that Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, when he was leading the Muslims to defend the young Muslim state against the Persian Empire. The Sassanid dynasty was one of the greatest empires ever in existence. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was bringing an army of people. Most of them were hungry. Most of them did not even have clothing properly. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu told him in words that, "Oh Sa'd, you're facing a major opponent. You're outnumbered. You don't have military equipment like them. You do not have numbers like them. But you depend upon, Muslim depends upon his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his character. And if you are equal to your enemy in character, then you will lose. But if you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your character connects you to the Creator, then victory is yours." From the prime wisdom of an anonymous wise person, this wisdom tells us, small sins hardly noticed by many are the most deadly to your spiritual life. Small sins. We think that the major sin, we don't miss salah, we fast in Ramadan, we do the major things, but the little ones, it's the little sins. These are the most deadly ones that Muslims need to deal with now. Just as Umar was saying to Sa'd, don't think about the numbers, think about yourself. Think about your character. In the Arafat sermon, When the Prophet ﷺ addressed the Muslims as a group for the last time, he said, O people, verily the evil shaitan has despaired forever of being worshipped in the Arabian Peninsula. But if he can be obeyed in anything short of worship, he will be pleased. Such as those deeds that you consider to be small things. So the Prophet ﷺ was saying to all of the Muslims, yes, you will be making salat in this Arabian Peninsula. You will have your Hajj. But beware of small things. Beware. But people will say, what about the hurtful names they are calling us? What about the insults and the lies? Prime wisdom tells us you will never reach your destination if you stop and throw stones at every dog that barks. You'll never reach your destination. So you're moving along the road. Every time you see a barking dog, you stop. You'll never make it. Rise above it. We have to rise above ignorance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us very clearly in describing Ibad al-Rahman, وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That if the ignorant people speak to them with their insults, we just say peace. We continue on. And so we need to rise above them. Prime wisdom. This is the wisdom, simple wisdom, but deep wisdom. Prime wisdom tells us, don't ever wrestle with a pig. Because you both get dirty, and the pig will enjoy it. But they say the world is confused. The world is confused. There is good and there is evil things. How can we make alliances with people when there's some wrong things they're doing? This is a crucial question in the field right now. How can you make alliances? How can you live in a society when there's some things that are wrong? Prime wisdom. Sugar and salt may be mixed together, but ants reject the salt and carry away only the sugar. So the ant will see all white, but the ant will take the sugar and leave the salt. This is prime wisdom. But then they will say, how can we withstand this attack on our religion? How can we withstand it? It's too much to us. What strategy should we use? Prime wisdom tells us, remember, trees change their leaves and not their roots. Think about this. The tree changes the leaves, doesn't change the roots. And so our roots are fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessing of the last revelation. And so we need to hold on to this. Hold on to our faith. And not change or not reform it because we are in difficulty. And so I leave you in these difficult times, apparently confusing times that we are living in. But Muslims have lived in worse times before. Never forget this. I leave you with a few points. Number one, we need to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to try our best to be as sincere to Allah in secret than in the open. We need to be honest with ourselves, to admit our weaknesses and pray to Allah to help us to repair ourselves. And we need to increase in the sunnah. Increase in the practice of the sunnah, in nafilah, in the nafilah prayer, in the nafilah extra actions. Increase in it. Don't just give zakat. Don't just give fitr, zakat al-fitr. Give extra. Extra deeds, extra hasanat. Increase in these times. Number three, we need to seek alliance with oppressed people from all sectors in society. We have to seek alliances. The Prophet ﷺ, in his time in Mecca, he accepted the alliance of the Banu Hashim, even though they had not accepted Islam. He accepted the protection of his uncle Abu Talib, even though he had not accepted Islam, until the last moment when the Prophet ﷺ tried to get him to be Muslim. He was not able to. It was not Allah's will. But he accepted the protection, and he showed him respect. So we need to seek alliances. Number four, with the rise of Islamophobia, wisdom has to come. We need to be strong. We don't fight evil with evil, but we build our defense. Our defenses have to become strong, like the porcupine. The porcupine is an animal, it's not a predator, it's not a strong creature, but when the enemy comes, its quills are sticking out so much that even a lion can't eat the porcupine. Its defense is too strong. It is not an aggressor, but it has a strong defense. And so we need to strengthen our Islamic centers and masjids. Strengthen it with our wealth, with our expertise, with our time. Strengthen our centers, not just the one you go to all the time, other masjids as well, other Islamic centers as well. We need to support our Muslim advocates, Muslim lawyers, advocacy groups. We need to strengthen these organizations, support them, so they will be able to defend this ummah. We need to give extra to our welfare organizations locally. We need to go on a campaign to help the poor and the needy right here in the lands that we are living in. Number five, empower the youth. We need to empower young people with, number one, a good example, and then skills, as many skills as they can possibly learn. Empowerment, and also giving them leadership positions. It's crucial now. Number six, keep vigilant. Our eyes have to be open. Don't go to sleep. Don't sleep because we're here in Canada. Yes, we are very thankful and blessed to be in a country not going the same way as south of the border. But we have heard from officials there is a rise of Islamophobia right here. It's rising. Number seven, we need to forgive each other. We have to forgive other Muslims. You cannot hold negativity in our hearts. This is destroying the Muslim world. One group fighting another group. We have to forgive each other. The Prophet ﷺ and his companions had to forgive the Quraysh. They had to forgive the people of Mecca, the people of Ta'if, who had tortured them, driven them out of their homes. They forgave them. They embraced them. We have to have that cleanness and purity in our hearts. This is the great wisdom that we need. It comes on all different levels. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the wisdom and the strength to continue with our Islam in the time of crisis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our leadership the lub, the intelligence, prime intelligence, to make the right decisions. And may Allah forgive us, for we know not what we do. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam. Wa yaqul al-haq subhana mukhbiran wa amira. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. وَرَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ عُمَرَ عُثْمَانَ وَعَلِيَّ وَأَنَّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهُ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ اللَّهُمَّ أَعِزِّ الْإِسْلَامَ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ أَعِزِّ الْإِسْلَامَ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ أَعِزِّ الْإِسْلَامَ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ وَذِلَّ الشِّرْكَ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَدَمِّ أَعْدَاءِ الدِّينِ وَانصُرْ عِبَادَكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ الْأَحْيَاءِ مِنْهُمْ وَالْأَمْوَاتِ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ يَرْحَمُكُمُ اللَّهُ إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.